President Jonathan says his brief administration will aspire to uphold the values that Mr. Yar'Adua represented, including a commitment to good governance, fighting corruption, and enacting electoral reform before next year's nationwide vote. Former military ruler Yakubu Gowon says electoral reform should top the new president's agenda.
I hope Mr. President will concentrate on ensuring, you know, that we have free and fair elections in the country, and therefore reorganizing, you know, the election machinery to make sure that they are able to deliver.
President Yar'Adua came to power in a 2007 vote that he said was seriously flawed, so he set out to make changes that are not yet complete. Human rights activist Joseph Adekpe says electoral reform and corruption should be the focus of President Jonathan's work because they are the issues that most directly affect the lives of the Nigerian people.
He could do something within this few period. Let him prove himself. You can hear of this one man, one vote campaign. If he could give us a good election, that would be good. Then he should emphasize more on this anti-corruption drive. He should not be intimidated by any powers.
Attorney Simeon Efenudu says fighting corruption in Nigeria begins with an honest cabinet.
We pray to God that those people he selected to work with him should be good people who will share his aspirations and make sure that they move Nigeria forward.
In his cabinet, President Jonathan has taken personal responsibility for boosting electricity. Many people in Africa's largest oil producer still do not have reliable power supplies. Efenudu says improving electricity is central to economic development.
If he'll be able to bring power, you see, unemployment will be drastically reduced in Nigeria because there are many artisans who want to work, but they don't have power with which to work. They can't buy generators to work. Many industries, that small-scale industries that people want to set up, they can't set them on because they can't power them.
Mr. Jonathan had already replaced much of President Yar'Adua's cabinet in his capacity as acting president, so his formal swearing-in last Thursday brought no substantive change at the top of Nigeria's government. Former ruling party ward chairman for Delta State, Gabriel Osekene, says if President Jonathan has surrounded himself with good people, he should be confident enough to listen to their advice.
They should have a very good cabinet, a very good executive cabinet that can even advise him wisely, and he should heed to advice, positive advice, as regards the way forward of the administration.
For Osekene, the new president's biggest priority should be securing the gains of an amnesty that President Yar'Adua reached with Niger Delta militants.
In the issue of Niger Delta, this amnesty deal, try as much as possible to make it work.
Niger Delta activists say the federal government has profited from the region's oil wealth without reinvesting in its people. President Jonathan says he's moving to revitalize that amnesty plan to protect oil exports, better develop the region's infrastructure, and ensure that former gunmen are properly reintegrated into the workforce. Securing the Niger Delta amnesty, fighting corruption, enacting electoral reform, boosting electricity, it's a lot to do in less than a year. Mr. Jonathan says he knows Nigerians have high expectations. That's why he's calling for bold action from his cabinet and says he'll tolerate no distractions. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Daura, Nigeria.